4DRA, testing a new handheld. Is it working?
Talk, WD-40YH.
I thought I would explore the field of DMR, and this is the only thing I got to work so far. I got a lot more to go. My learning curve is not as sharp as it used to be.
Understood. Well, you got a little bit of white noise on you, but you sound fine. Good luck with the digital. I'll have to bite my tongue on that.
Well, I'm just sitting on the back porch here in Simpsonville with the just a little rubber duck on it that came with it, so I wouldn't expect a whole lot, but I was surprised that I was able to get in. Good to hear you, Johnny, and I hear good things happening with the club, so thumbs up.
We're working at it. The COVID kind of put a hurt on us, but hopefully when that ends, we'll be able to recover and have a lot more fun. Come out and help us when you get a chance.
Doing some more. I've just not been, I'm old. I'm 68 now, man. I move slower. But I do plan on getting back out. So I look forward to seeing y'all again real soon. KD4DRA, thanks, Johnny, for coming back to me.
You're welcome, and I look forward to seeing you as well. You take care of yourself. WD40YH. KBY, KD9MKR. WD40YH. Hey, Johnny, how's it going? How did the mini field day work out? It's a blast. I don't know if you got to hear about it or not, but we actually loaded up the tin roof on one of the buildings, and it worked. We did that, put up three other antennas and played with those, and made quite a few contacts in various locations, got you lots of pictures, and had a fire to sit by last night. Basically had a lot of fun.
About how many people did you have turn out?
Total count was 10.
The weather actually turned out pretty good. It was a little nippy, but at least it didn't rain and whatnot.
Awesome for setting up radios. We used one shelter that Jason brought, and we put two tables under it and set up his station, and we went and got one of the club stations and set it up, and like I said, set up four different antenna types, and all of it was under one cover and in one location, so we kind of all stayed there together and had fun.
Good time. I'm really interested to hear how you got that metal roof to transmit.
Pretty simple. Jason had a dipole adapter, had the PL259 connector in it, and the two ring lugs on the either side, you know, one connected to the center pin and one connected to the shield. So we used his counterpoise on one side, and we simply took one of the screws out that holds the tin down and put the center conductor, cleaned it up a little bit, got what looked like a decent electrical connection, made a connection there and screwed the screw back in and put coax on it.
Signal to noise ratio on it.
On that thing was awesome. Matter of fact, when we first did it, we had trouble with an AM radio station that's not too far away. Basically, overriding what we were trying to do. But they put in some filters on the receiver and used the tuners on the transmitters. Once they got that figured out, it worked like a charm.
Maybe there's hope for my metal shielded foam here.
I've been told that you can load a fence post if you get the right kind of antenna tuner.
Today playing a little bit with a Comet portable antenna, loaded, kind of a loaded whip, and it worked out pretty well. For HF, I've been using a NFET long wire, and it works great. I've made contacts really all over the world, but the strange thing is Well, I guess it's not strange, but I haven't been able to make hardly any contacts within a four-state area right around us. The signal obviously is bouncing around the world, but not doing too well here. So I was kind of setting up a little vertical whip here, and that was working pretty good for local.
Makes sense. And it's something that you don't have to worry about being seen by the neighborhood.
I've got, I think, four antennas now running, and I think all of them are pretty stealthy, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. By the way, if the gentleman is still on that was asking about DMR, there is a, online, there's a gentleman, KN4KBY, that has some code plugs for the area. For most of the inexpensive DMR portables, and it might be worth downloading it. It really covers just about every repeater that has DMR in the area.
I'm back in the house. He said he was standing on his back porch and was surprised he was getting in a repeater, but he's doing a good job.
Come on again. Anyway, if anybody else is looking for anything with DMR, like I said, I think you can just look it up online, KN4KBY, and they've got some code plugs for the area, and it saved me a lot of aggravation setting up a radio. So, listen, Johnny, I'll let you go. I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures, and I'm glad you guys had a good time. Take care. This is KD9MKR, clear with WD4DYH.
Talk to you soon. Hope you have a good rest of your day. WD4DYH.